Chapter 38. Pharaoh. Hernandez stood at the back door, staring at it. It took Pharaoh a moment to realize what she was looking at. Then he saw the door was open an inch.
Did Statler and Waldorf leave this door open?
He asked. Hernandez beckoned for him to come closer, shaking her head. One of the window panes, just above the lock, was missing. Although not altogether missing. It was still largely intact, broken, yes, but held together with black duct tape and hanging down from the pane on another piece of tape. Pharaoh exchanged a look with Hernandez, and they drew their weapons in tandem. Hernandez was first out of the back door, low, checking the corners of the yard. Pharaoh followed, watching her back. Then they both approached the tool shed. One from one side, Pharaoh keeping an eye on the other. No one in the back garden.
The house. Did we miss anything?
She asked. Pharaoh's eyes fell. They roamed over his feet as he thought through his movements upstairs.
Did we check under the beds?
Shit, said Hernandez. Pharaoh was already moving. He got to the kitchen first, lumbering through it, heavy-footed, his back protesting at the speed, gun raised, ready to aim and fire if need be. Through the hallway, up the stairs, his Glock trained overhead, watching the rail for any sign of a head or a weapon peeking over it, ignoring the strain caused by the movement. Pharaoh covered her as Hernandez fell to her knees in the guest bedroom, looked under the bed. No one and nothing below it. Master bedroom, same. Except there was a metal box, like a document locker, on the other side of the bed. It was open, and a set of keys lay beside it. Pharaoh hadn't come around this side of the bed nearest the window, so he couldn't be sure if it had been there minutes ago or not. He opened the lid and saw two thick rolls of cash bound tightly with an elastic band. The top bill was a 50. Must have been thousands of dollars in each roll.
Fuck, was that there before? Asked Hernandez.
Maybe. If someone broke in to loot the place, why not take this? It's the jackpot, unless they missed it too.
He moved to the window, pulled the drapes, looked out on the street. There was a single figure in the distance, walking away, a quick pace. A female, he guessed, by their size and the way they walked. She was limping. Yet judging by the way she was moving, she had to get somewhere, or get away, fast.
Woman on the street, limping away. Let's move,
said Pharaoh.